Chris Stamp of Lakewood Vineyards in the Finger Lakes area says his winery was ahead of the curve when they installed a 47-kilowatt solar energy system 4 years ago.
We had, it was like 61% of our production use is generated by solar.
You may not notice them at first, but those silver rectangular-shaped panels attached to the roof of the wine press building marked a change in the region. But going green comes with its share of challenges. Solar power requires a long-term commitment before you start seeing savings.
Does it make a huge difference in the bill? It helps.
He thinks it'll take somewhere between 9 and 12 years before the solar panels start to pay for themselves. It was a grant from New York State Energy Research and Development Authority and a 30% federal tax credit that helped the company front the initial cost of the more than 140 panels. About 30 miles northwest at Hunt Country Vineyards in Branchport, New York, solar panels spread across the roof of a number of buildings on the property. Not only is Suzanne Hunt part of the family, she also heads an advisory firm that helps other businesses that want in on helping the environment.
Switching off of dependency on fossil fuels helps us become part of a solution.
And with more ways to pay, like bank loans and leases, Hunt says more than 15% of Finger Lakes wineries have chosen to take on the debt to make a difference.
In 10 or 15 years, they'll have to replace the inverters, but you factor that in and you plan for that, and you basically have a pretty minimal electric bill.
Hunt wants more people to join the movement and hopes to dispel some of the myths about solar power. Meanwhile, Stamp says he never bought into the myths. And if he has his way, workers will install more panels once Lakewood's expansion is complete this summer.
Some things we do just because they feel right, you know?
For the Innovation Trail, I'm Sasha Ann Simons, WXXI News.